Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dhruva Uvacha Svayam Samo Bhagavata. Sukha Dukha Hata Manam. Darshita Kripaya Pumsam. Yudarsho Smad Vidaistuya. Jumarj said, "My dear Lord Naradaji, for a person whose heart is disturbed by the material conditions of happiness and distress, whatever you so kindly explain, retainment of peace of mind is certainly a good instruction. But as far as I am concerned, I am covered by ignorance, and this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart." Om Jnana Timurandasya Venant. No, I'll be Papa's purport first. There are various classes of men. One class is called the Kamis, referring to those who have no material desire. Desire must exist either material or spiritual. Material desire arises when one wants to satisfy one's personal senses. One who is ready to sacrifice anything to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be said to have a spiritual desire. Dhruva did not accept the instructions given by the great Saint Narada because he thought himself unfit for such instructions, which prohibited all material desires. It is not a fact, however, that those who have material desires are prohibited from worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva. He frankly admitted that his heart was full of material desires. He was very much affected by the cruel words of his stepmother, where those who are spiritually advanced do not care about anyone's condemnation or adoration. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that persons who are actually advanced in spiritual life do not care for the dual behavior of this material world. But Dhruva Maharaj frankly admitted that he was not beyond the affliction of material distress and happiness. He was confident that the instructions given by Narada was valuable, yet he could not accept it. The question raised here is whether or not a person afflicted by material desires is fit to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The answer is that everyone is fit to worship him. Even if one has many material desires to fulfill, he should take to Krishna consciousness and worship the Supreme Lord Krishna is so merciful that he can fulfill anyone's desires. Through this narration, it will become very clear that no one is barred from worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if one has many material desires. Om Jnanatimarandasya Tananjana Shalakaya. Daksu Amulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kritamayam Sadati Svapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Vipa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadeva Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Bhakti Center in New York. We just had a very nice Shikshastakam seminar yesterday on the verse Trinadapi Savichena Dorapi Sishana Amanina Avinena Kirpaniya Siddhahari. And in our research, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, we're thinking about St. Augustine, who said that there's three most important things in spiritual practice, to be successful in spiritual practice. And he listed them as humility. And Sanatana Goswami, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, equates it almost with prema, in the sense that it is the process to prema. And sometimes in spiritual things, you get credit not for where you are, but where you're going. Vrindavananda Maharaj once gave the example of someone jumping off a building, but temporarily he's kind of, you know, he's going up a little bit, but even when that, people say he's falling. Even if he's like, you know, ran and jumped in the air, people say he's falling because they see that that's the result. So the result of true humility will be prema. And our analysis of what is true humility, and it's hard for a Westerner to swallow, it's accepting authority. Now, it doesn't mean authority can have the term as someone who's a managerial leader. Authority means rule by knowledge, over whim, over desire. And the willingness and joy of doing that, and the desire not to be that oneself. And even if one is that self, one never claims the authority independently. He is that authority because he is surrendered to authority. So it's authority in terms of correctness or knowledge and love. And that kind of feeling is the foundation of prema or love. I had that personal realization yesterday. You know, before my class, I really wanted to meditate on this because humility is a little bit of a subtle term that can be misunderstood as lack of self-esteem and so many things. So I really meditated on this, and I was before the deviant Prabhupada, and I was looking at Prabhupada. And I felt from Prabhupada, he wanted me to be this. He wanted me to be humble. He wanted me to be one who thinks himself lower than the straw in the street. Seeing the straw has value, the straw can feed the cows, the straw can make nice houses. More tolerant than a tree. Even when you're criticized, even when things happen to you, it doesn't affect your ability to show compassion and to give yourself and to wish people well, to forgive, ready to offer all respects to others, not looking at people's faults, you know, seeing the good in people and being devoid of the sense of false prestige, not moving in the direction of centering yourself, especially humility and tolerance. And I was feeling so challenged. There's just so many challenging circumstances in the world, and I was feeling so challenged. But I was before Prabhupada. And it hurts authority. Because your desires don't want to be humble. Your desires don't want to be tolerant. Your desires do want to strike out. But here is the truth. And here is the person who's representing the truth. That's dictating, commanding, nothing that, commanding, that this is the way you should be. And representing that there's something above me that has more authority in my life than my own independent will. And to like that. And to like that, and to want that, I just describe it as happy small. And so this humility, it's the foundation. Because God's mercy is always flowing. You have to be a receptacle. And God's mercy is what invokes praying, because it's those feelings of love that engender love in your own heart. Just like a child, if he lacks love from his mother, it's going to be very hard for him to have love for others when he grows up. And if he's nourished with love, he's in a situation where he's receptive to love, then they'll have a loving heart. And you can see people with good minds and a lot of love. You know, you look at their mother and look at their relationship with their mother. You can see it. I can immediately see it. When you see someone with a smile, kind face, very loving by nature, you can know, let me meet your mother. Let me meet your mother. So when you see a devotee with a kind, smiling, you know, let me meet your God, let me meet your Lord. Because you felt love. Love is there, but the receptacle is your consciousness of humility. But more than that, humility is prema. Okay. More than that, humility is prema, because when you have that consciousness of love, of prema, or when you have that consciousness, when you actually, your heart is becoming pure and you're actually able to see God and understand God and understand Krishna and understand his grandeur, of which this universe is just a spark of his splendor. Then, and when your heart is becoming pure, and I just said a clean glass of water, then speck of dirt becomes prominent. In a very spotless room, one thing out of place is noticed. In a clean heart, one will see their faults. So that combination will make one feel humble and feel mercy. That's the essence of the verse, Trinana Pisa Nichena, Tarora Pisa Ishtana, Amanina Madhena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer always. In a humble state of mind, you can chant always. Because in humility, you feel more mercy. In entitlement, you feel less. The same thing is coming. The same love is coming. In humility, you feel it more. In entitlement, you feel it less. So the more humble you are, the more love you will feel. And the more things you can, the more you can do things with love. like chant the holy name of Krishna. So therefore, this verse, it's right in the beginning of the Adi Lila, where it's a summary of Lord Chaitanya first in Navadvip, and towards the end of that Adi Lila, the summary of him revealing he's revealing now that he's God. You know, he's come back from, this is the end of the Adi Lila. He's come back from Gaya. He's been initiated by his guru. He's feeling prema, his love, and one devotee, Shukla Bar, gives him some rice, and he just starts saying, Harinama, 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 Eva, Cave, Alone, Kalo, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. There is no other way, there is no other way but chanting the holy name, not Yan, not Karma, not Yoga, Astanga Yoga. There's no other way, there's no other way. And then he quotes this verse, and he says, lift your hands in the air and, you know, declare this verse, Trinadapi, and wear it as a garland around your neck. You know, the garland, the thing around your neck, it represents you, like our Tulsi beads, or a lady has a jeweled, you know, very diamond necklace, or somehow around the neck, when you put around the neck, it represents you. This represents you. And then we were discussing that in the instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami, also the prominence of this verse, because Raghunath Das Goswami is the Piyojan Acharya. He's the one, more than anyone else, who's expressed and showed us what is the goal of life, prema. More than others, he is considered the Priyojan Acharya. And what his instructions, he's under Sri Tavadar, he wants to ask Lord Chaitanya a question, and Lord Chaitanya says, no, I instructed you to be under Sri Tavadar for the sadhana sadhya tattva, for the truth about the practice, the truth about the goal, the truth about the practice, the truth about the goal. Lord Chaitanya said, okay, I'll tell you something. And then he instructs him to be very humble. Don't dress nicely, don't eat palatable foods, offer all respects to others. And he's instructing like him this, and chant constantly. And then he said again, and just follow Sri Tamadhar. And then Lord Chaitanya tells him one more thing, which is the culmination of his teachings. Chanadapi Siddhi Chena, Kurorapi Sihishtana, Amanina, Madhanena, Kirtaniya Siddhahari. Kirtaniya Siddhahari. So he's telling this to the Priyojan Acharya that these things mixed with constant chanting will give you the Priyojan or goal of life. Your humility, your tolerance, your lack of false prestige, your ability to respect everyone. Such seems like we should focus on these things in our mission. It seems we should focus on these things. What is a Vaishnava? That should be our focus as the foundation. And constant chanting, which is a result of these things. Because not being entitled, you feel God's love. And you do that. And therefore, the love comes from your heart. And such an important point that in bhakti, because bhakti is love, sasukam kartam avyayam, it's joyfully performed.
Because there's no goal in love. Love has no objective. It's pleasure in itself. There's no motive in love. This is the fact. It's so sweet. Vaishnav. We have to become Vaishnavs. And then, in the 18th chapter, which are the Sikshastakam prayers, which is the culmination of Lord Chaitanya's mission to taste and distribute, or Lord Chaitanya's to distribute, purify your heart, and then fully taste and be able to understand your relationship with God and relish your relationship with God. And that was his objective or mission. And he, right before he says the Trinada P verse, he says, now I am going to tell you how to, let me just get my notes and then we'll see what he says. He says, now I'm going to, and I think it's my favorite one. Okay. Now I'm going to show you how to attain love of Godhead. And then he chants that verse. And how to chant love, how to get love of Godhead will avoid offenses. Tarabhadde sarva shreshte nama sankirtan nira aparade poya paya prematan. And I'm practicing the devotional service. And all the best. The best is chanting holy name. And what it can do without offense. And then the question was, well, how to be without offense? How to avoid offenses? And then the commentary said a very interesting thing. Just as the eyelid protects the eye from disturbance, humility protects the soul from the disturbance of offense. Otherwise, you commit offense. And now, in today's verse, with Dhruva, it said that this is the essence of this whole story. The essence of the whole Dhruva Maharaj story. I'm having problems with my iPad. Keeps on going off, but in his story he said, it is not a fact that those are material desires are prohibited from worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva, that you're not prohibited. In Gyan, you're prohibited. In Bhakti, you're not prohibited. Wherever you are, you give yourself to God. And even if you have material desires, you just give yourself to God. And then, you know, one of three things happens when you give yourself to God. One, your material desires become pacified so that you can realize the absolute truth. Your material desires can be engaged so you can realize the absolute truth. Or you become purified of your material desires so you can realize the absolute truth. Or, yeah, you become purified of them. You either use them or... You know, it doesn't stop you from bhakti. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur said the difference between a materialist and a spiritualist, especially in the Vedic times where they seem to have the same type of behavior, karmis, and not, it's such a radical difference now from becoming a devotee, what people do outside. The whole society was under Vedic culture. And the difference really was, is what people's objectives were. What your objectives were. That's the difference. And here it's so interesting that he gave him an instruction and Drupa just said, this is not for me. This instruction is not for me. I can't follow it. And therefore it doesn't touch my heart. Because I haven't transcended these desires. So then Narada says, okay, use them. By trying to achieve your goal by bhakti. And just take shelter of God. Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradita vrena bhakti yogena yajeta parashapra. Whether you have all desires, no desires, or spiritual desires, whether no desires mean whether you just want to serve God or you want to become one with God or you want to become liberated, you want peace, or you want material, then to reign of bhakti yoga, and then you worship God. Okay. You know, because today, you know, I have to give some other class. I have a 7-hour seminar. I'm going to have to stop now, but I can leave some time for questions. Anybody like to ask questions?
Hi, Vishnu Maharaj.
Okay, Gail?
Hi, Krishna.
Yeah.
You can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. So we're full of material desires, but if we take shelter of Krishna, then you said that we can be pacified of them and we can engage them or we can become purified of them.
I want to clarify. Some desires can be engaged and some desires can't, right? But even if you have desires that can't, it doesn't prevent you from engaging in devotional service and being purified of them. It's not that you can't engage in the process of bhakti. I mean, there's the prostitutes of worship with devotees of Krishna.
Of what? The process of what?
The prostitutes of Dwarka with devotees of Krishna.
No, no.
So
I
people
can't
may
understand.
Have some.
There's some noise on the line too. I think.
Okay. Well, let me try the press. I'm gonna have to go now. Would anybody like to just say hello quickly?
Hi,
anybody
Krishna
else like
Raj.
To say hello?
Hari Bhagavan.
Okay, thank you all. Anybody else? Say hello.
Hari Bol Maharaj.
I heard Chaitanya Kriya. Wonderful.
Hari Bol.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Brajrave.
Okay, great. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, I have to go now. Okay, Hare Krishna.